producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden. We'll be talking to Justin McNall as well about the problems that many of you as parents are having with your teenage drivers, teenage driving problems. What are we getting ourselves into? It's not a focus of mine. I remember what I mandated when my children were able to drive. They learned how to drive on the farm, driving tractors and stuff, so they were A-okay, but most people don't have the opportunity to do that. And as a result, most kids, for whatever the reason today, because there's so much technology, are so naive and just disconnected from stuff. And anybody who's driven when you were younger, you know you have to really be focused. Focus, 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 focus on driving when you are first on the road. Do you get a cold, Roberta?
Me?
Yeah. No, is there another Roberta here?
Do I have a cold?
Yeah.
Why do you say, do I have a cold?
Because I can hear
No, I don't have a cold.
What are you doing? I'll have a shoe on.
Oh, my God.
I think we just lost it. All right, I have a quiz for Roberta. Roberta, I'm so strange. Roberta, how long have we been friends?
Too long.
That's a quiz? Well, that's the worst quiz I've ever heard.
What is an MRE? Anybody know what an MRE is?
Oh, meals ready to eat.
Oh, good for you.
We all know. We're so smart.
So there's a new study out about men and women in the American troop movement, shall we say, those who are in the service of our country, and what they're consuming in the MRE department. The MREs are, especially if you're in out in combat, but they, in order to train you as to what life will be like when you're going through boot camp, you have the MREs, and pretty much when you're in training, you keep the MREs pretty... the MRE, I saw this, and when I was with Roberta, meals ready to eat. What this, now the service may call them meals rejected by everyone. Or meals rarely edible. Or meals rejected by the enemy. I like that one. So, did you know, how many people knew the military has actually a group of chefs?
Ew.
That they have hired big name chefs that are supposed to change the menu and change what is available for men and women. They're trying to, they have a 4,000 calorie a day meal schedule. What's the average? What are we supposed to consume? Men, about 2,400, and women, about 1,800, right?
Right.
So they give them 4,000 calories a day in their new meals because they are marching. They're out there carrying the backpack.
Yeah, these are people who are out in the theater of war.
Yeah, learning how to be, or learning how to be soldiers.
You're hoofing it.
Right. The average soldier on a scale of 1 to 10 says that these things rate a 3 or a 4. But what the chefs have been told to do is increase their performance, their ability to fight. And that does a couple of different things, and in part helps to keep them alive. We want them to fight, says the chief chef, and we want to help them win. So they have a test kitchen, as it turns out, in the town next to me in Framingham. We have a lot of people at work who live in Framingham at the Natick Research Labs, which in Natick, Massachusetts. There is where they put all of the, they take all of the information. That's where the chefs work. This is how I know this story, because it's local lore. They have all these people that come in to give advice on culinary and science. So putting food and science together, because they got to make this stuff, they have to preserve it somehow.
Yeah,
the same thing that they did for acid,
it lasts for 5 years.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're now creating new things like chocolate protein bars that are fortified with vitamin D and calcium. That's something new. They have lemon pound cake, which is aimed at improving muscle performance. So it's full of omega-3 fatty acids and also L-arginine, which gets more blood. It's pretty much like the nitric oxide. It's interesting because they're putting beets into this stuff, which sort of solidifies our focus on nitric oxide that comes from our sponsor, Superbeets. That's what they're doing. They're putting super beets, in essence, into some of the dry veggies so as to improve the muscle performance of the men and women who are out in service. And they have another thing. Let's see. They serve 36 million of these a year. Woof. Who's got the contract for that? They can't use bread. They can't use cheese. They can't put meat into these things, because Rich, you said 5 years. I think it's 3 years. It's,
okay.
This thing, like, but still, 3 years.
We used to have one around here at the network that we used to keep, and it was chilly or something. We never opened it and ate it though.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did it come from? Somebody bring it in?
Yeah.
Service?
Yeah.
They have some things. They're trying to inject sauces and things onto the food so they taste better. Like there's pizza sauce on some ungodly kind of meat. And things like that that they're putting different tastes in so that it won't be so objectionable, so that the men and women who are out there saluting are saluting on a full stomach and they're satisfied with it. But I found that fascinating that they had these, they hired these high visibility chefs to come up with meals that they can figure out how to preserve so that they aren't really stuck eating the stuff that they've been eating since World War II. Basically, it's been the same stuff since the Korean War, World War II, and then Korea. But they haven't really changed much what they've had available for the soldiers, and thus the complaining. So, like everything else,
they were pretty, horrible. We got them during Hurricane Sandy. They dropped off a whole bunch in our town at the high school where everybody was gathering, because we had no power for almost 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and they were pretty awful. I have to say.
All right, we'll talk
boxes of them.
Justin McNall, who is the vice president for e-driving. Just imagine that concept, e-driving. Understand what that's about and how youngsters are learning how to drive. One of the most common driving mistakes that teenagers make. In the Focus next year on Good Day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I have Justin McNall with us, Vice President of Public Affairs for e-driving. Let's start with the heavy stuff, Justin, in terms of the most common mistakes that teenagers make when it comes to actually getting their license. What are they? I don't sense that kids today are really well trained as to all of the things that are possible to do with a car. Are they? Do the driving schools teach kids how to use all of the accessories and that sort of thing in the cars, and is that important?
It takes years and years, actually, to become an experienced driver. Just as with many other skills, you sort of the notion of 10,000 hours of practice and experience. It takes 3, 5, 7 years, really, to develop from being a pimply-faced teen getting behind the wheel for the first time into a responsible-ish 20-something.
See, we changed our whole focus has changed in this country. When we were an agrarian economy, kids learned how to drive on the farm. I learned how to drive on the farm. When I was 9 years old, I was driving a tractor, and my children were taught on the farm. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I've been around tractors and equipment all my life, and that was the way the majority of people learned how to drive. Now, that's not possible because you don't have much of an agricultural economy anymore, and so all these driving schools have developed. You can learn sometimes in public school, but they don't teach them the basics. I don't sense that they do anyway. And so I think that the reason we have you here is for you to tell us what we need to do to make sure that our youngsters are able to drive safely when we actually tell them they can get a license.
Well, that's exactly it. Driver ed plays a key role, whether it's in your high school class, whether it's a commercial school, whether it's online through driversed.com or some of our other courses to help kids understand the knowledge and the rules of the road and that sort of thing. Behind the wheel is a key piece.
Let me ask you about when children are riding the car and their parents are doing things that are not right. My whole thing is that you're going to learn from your parents no matter what, whatever the environment is you're growing up in. So if your parents are bad drivers, you're likely to be as well. Is that true or not?
Oh, absolutely. 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds are learning the habits. They're getting an understanding of what we do behind the wheel from watching mom and dad. And it's important that parents improve their own behavior and in addition to sort of managing that process with their teen.
So what is the, I'm interested in your company, e-driving. How do we learn how to drive online? How's that work?
Well, most states still require teens to take driver's ed. And in 18 of the states, you can actually take that knowledge piece online. So that is what we do as driversed.com. But we also teach behind the wheel in 3 states. We have more than 200 instructors and vehicles, so we're one of the biggies in that space. And we surveyed our instructors to find out what are the common mistakes they see kids making when they come into their lessons. So this is stuff that mom and dad can help them out with.
And they are.
And the first one there was just, so we called it cockpit confusion. Kids don't know where the wipers and the turn signal. They get the gas and the brake pedals mixed up. It's important that parents really get kids properly situated in the car to close your eyes and learn how to reach and touch different things and figure out where they are.
Isn't it funny how it feels like secondhand to those of us who have been driving? And imagine any of us, Richie, Roberta, Jennifer, getting into a car and not knowing where the accelerator was and the brake. But I'm thinking back to when I learned how to drive because I needed a clutch. You won't find a clutch in most anything today. So you look at that. What's this other pedal? Some people would ask, right?
We've driven for years and years, so we get used to it. It's automatic for us. But for teens, it's not. For any new driver, it's not.
Just think about if you get in somebody else's car, Doug, and you're kind of like confused. Wait a minute, where are the wipers here? Mm-hmm. Where's the whatever here?
And you find that when you go to the rental car.
The heat, right. Yeah. Think about when you get in a rental car. It takes you a good half hour to really kind of get situated.
All right, Justin, what about blind spots?
Even that first 5 minutes in a Prius in a rental car, you sort of get in and you think, how do I start the darn thing?
Blind spots.
Blind spots, another key piece in there. We tell kids over and over in lessons, you got to check your blind spot before you change lanes, before you merge, before you back up. But they're not used to seeing their parents doing it. And even if their parents are doing a decent job of it, parents aren't articulating to the kids and saying, I'm looking over my shoulder now before I do that.
It's so dangerous.
Instead
of using your mirrors, I can't imagine, but so many people do this. They turn around and look around, see what's said. So that's what the mirrors are there for, folks. And the adults are just as bad, if not worse, than the children selling it. All right, so you might want to check out if you have a child that's getting into this zone. Go to edriving.com. Justin McCall, thank you. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm going to be a star.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Remembrances of driving, the discussion we just had with a fellow from eDriving.com made me think about what it was like when I was learning how to drive, and I wonder, what a great song, this is by the Cars. Jennifer, you remember the first moment you were behind the wheel, your father teaching you how to drive, or your mother, who taught you how to drive?
Mostly my mom, actually.
Really?
She would let me drive home from my grandmother's house when I was a little young, like maybe 13 or 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was a beggar, and she would teach me.
Was it close?
You had a few close calls, did you?
No. It wasn't close calls. It was probably only maybe 2 miles away, I would
say. Oh, okay. So 2 miles of practice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So what was the most dangerous driving situation in terms of your mistakes that you made? Do you remember any close calls where you really were sweating and thinking, oh, my God.
Oh, well, I'm sure there were some. Oh, I actually remember I was picking up a coworker because, you know, I was working for my dad already at this time.
Right.
And I was picking up a coworker, and I couldn't figure out how to park. I was trying to parallel park. And I bumped into something, and I was mortified because it didn't damage the car, but I was like, I knew my dad was going to know, and I was like so mortified and scared.
Oh my God.
And then the other time came when I was driving to a library with my friend Carla. We were trying to go to the Pasadena City College Library for a paper we were writing, and I got all nervous because I was lost, and my dad was screaming at me in my brick cell phone trying to figure out where I was.
Really?
And I accidentally made a right turn from a center lane and cut off a police officer. Yeah, that was my first ticket.
That's all you got from your kid days?
That was pretty good.
All right, so Mr. McFadden, he wants to brag about what a tough guy he was. Go ahead.
Shot to 71 Le Mans.
How many did you wreck?
Shot to 71 Le Mans and a telephone pole in half one night.
Good for you, Rizzi.
Let me see. Driving back to your dad and having to have the exhaust for the 76 Monte Carlo that I was driving in the trunk because we took it off of a one-lane bridge, got all four wheels off the ground, and it knocked off the exhaust. driving up to my dad in a 68 Firebird one day, and him walking out going, how fast were you going? And I said, why? And he's pulled a dead bird off of the grill. and then having to explain why the 76 Corvette was in a ditch.
There you go.
Those are some
Roberto, what about you? Something
easy.
boy. Oh, boy. Well, I didn't start driving until I was, my goodness, what was I, 21, 22 years old before I got my license.
Right.
But I live in New York City, you know. Yeah. My daughter, Victoria, who's going to be 20, doesn't have a license, doesn't want a license. Mm-hmm. None of her friends have licenses.
Even though she's here in L.A. In L.A.?
Even though she's here in L.A., right. She takes public transportation and she bikes and she's absolutely happy about it. But they all took the subway. They took the subway to their prom. They're all Manhattan kids. So, you know, so I didn't drive until I was, you know, 21, 22. And my dad taught me and my husband taught me how to drive. And I had
and
a number
still
of wrecks. Let's just say I had a number of wrecks.
Yeah,
I think the first 3 or 4 years that I was driving, I wrecked a car every 6 months.
Great. Some motorists find it difficult adjusting to change, especially when it comes to time and their driving routines. Brian Osich has more on what you need to know now that the clocks have fallen back an hour.
A recent study found car accidents increased 7% the week. Chevrolet's Chad Lyons cautions drivers to be more alert as they hit the roadways this week.
Right now there's a shift in dark and light conditions during sunrise and sunset. This can actually make it harder for drivers to see. Now is the time to pay extra attention to your surroundings, you know, to slow down, to be prepared for the risks associated with darkened roadways.
Thanks to new technology, some vehicles are helping drivers see better in the dark.
The new 2016 Malibu has a feature called IntelliBeam. With the help of an optical sensor that's integrated in the rearview mirror, it recognizes the headlamps or the tail lamps of other cars and automatically activates the high beam for better road illumination and visibility, or conversely, it switches the headlamps to low beam to prevent blinding oncoming road traffic.
For more information on the new 2016 Chevy Malibu, go to Chevrolet.com. That's 0 to 60 from Chevrolet. I'm Brian Osuch.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Women are considered old 5 years before men, according to Allure magazine, but we can turn back the clock. Turns out the key to a youthful glow is the foundation you use. Veteran makeup artist and Luminous Air brand ambassador Heather Boswell has tips on how to achieve a flawless look and what to avoid when you're applying makeup.
The number one mistake women make is using too much foundation. And now there's an easy way to avoid that with airbrush makeup. Once a makeup artist and celebrity secret, it looks natural and can take 10 years off your look. Luminous Air Supremacy gives everyone that airbrush finish. Its air delivery is 10 times lighter than your typical liquid foundation, and it has the convenience of an easy spray-on format.
Now everyone can have youthful, flawless-looking skin.
All it takes is a shake and a spray. There's even an airbrush blush and body shimmer to finish your look. Luminous Air Supremacy is lightweight and smooth, making it perfect for every day and a smash hit for your next night out on the town.
The line debuts on QVC and is available beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern on October 27th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We all have something to say oftentimes when there's nothing to be said. That's why we're here, because we're good at filling air.
Empty space is what I like to call
it. Yes, it is. Okay, so speaking of empty space, here's a woman who's got a lot of it between her ears. 33-year-old woman, say it again, Doug. A 33-year-old woman went to the Omaha Zoo over the weekend. She decided she wanted to pet a tiger.
Oh.
And she had just come.
End well.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have a tiger petting area?
Does she have her hand still?
She does not have her hand anymore. Apparently she went into the zoo after she'd been to a Halloween party and might have been drunk.
A little punch, right?
That's right, a little bit of punch.
You think so? Yeah.
Here and there.
Is she tiger meat now? Is she done?
No, she's okay. She's lost most of her hand.
Mm.
It's one of those things. A little something like that.
Do you have to be? I mean, I don't care how drunk you are.
Yeah,
that's really stupid.
Well, ask the guy how drunk he was when he was in my car here in my driveway.
Yeah, that's weird.
I left his whip.
Yes, and his phone. Okay, over the weekend, I read a poll which sort of brought me back to this discussion that we thought we had enough of. Remember the lady who was the Kentucky clerk? I was going to say Kentucky Colonel. Kim Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was a poll, the results of which were announced on October 30th. And the poll was conducted because there seemed to have been, at least on some people's minds, a question as to whether or not we ought to be in this country sanctioning same-sex marriage. We all know it's very controversial. We all know there are a lot of people who don't think that same-sex women, two women ought to marry, two men ought to marry. But this poll was the first time it had been, at least in my purview, a solid plus for same-sex marriage. 56% said public officials ought to be required to issue marriage licenses regardless of their beliefs. And this is an Associated Press poll. 41% of respondents said public officials, like clerks, ought to be exempt from issuing the licenses. 56% said the officials should be required to issue them no matter the official opposition, one way or the other.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Why do we need marriage licenses in the first place?
Right. Well, you see, that brings us back around. Thank you.
Why the whole is the government
thing.
There?
What we have is a failure to understand what our rights and what the law is. We've allowed, this is another example of where we've just allowed the government to get so big and so in our face and so in our lives. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever in this world, and maybe in the new world order it'll change, for the government to be involved in issuing marriage licenses, being involved in what your life, your private life is all about. And that's why I'm looking for a candidate who is with me on this. I am so tired of having all of these people with their social agendas get involved.
Is that your litmus test?
No, it is now, Richie. Yes,
is it really, the most important thing?
I think pretty much immigration, but oftentimes the person who has the point of view that I agree with on immigration is going to have the same point of view when it comes to my private life. I'm not interested. And fiscal responsibility, probably fiscal responsibility.
So you are a Trump guy,
number one. I am a Trump guy in many respects. Yes, I am. And if it weren't for Bernie Sanders, now I've been paying more attention to him, sounding so much like a sort of a nasty, kind of grumpy old guy. Some of the things he has to say are good as well. So, but it's the litmus test is, where are you on personal freedom? Where are you on immigration? And where are you on the fiscal responsibility? The fact that these people have voted, and it was a fairly substantial vote, to give the president, whatever the deal was behind closed doors and all these other deals that have taken place as a result of this budget, the fact they gave him a carte blanche to borrow as much money as he wants to for the rest of the time while he's in office is it is more than a disgrace. By the way, did you just hear that little cling on my phone?
What was
that's the Cairo connection telling me that she is someplace where she can talk.
Oh, that's nice. So your lady friend is in Egypt.
Take a commercial break?
Yeah, so you can chat.
I'll talk to her when we're done here. The Episcopal Church this weekend took great pride in announcing they had installed their first black leader, Bishop Michael Curry, talking to Episcopalians over the weekend, urging them to evangelize by crossing the divide of race, education, and wealth. So, do we give them, the Episcopalians, credit? You started going to the Episcopalian church. Richie, I think you did too.
I am an Episcopalian.
You are, okay. But Roberta has gone to the Unitarian church. And
we went Methodist.
Methodist. You've gone Methodist.
We went to Methodist.
You went Methodist.
Yeah. All right.
Although I'm the only one in my house. Right. Everybody else in my house is Catholic, even my dogs, because they were born in Columbia.
Well, but Episcopalian is closest in terms of the Protestant religions or sects to the Catholic Church, the ceremony and that sort of thing is much the same.
They're all pretty close. I mean,
but under
it's
the
all
circumstances,
the same Jesus, I think.
Well, yeah, but I bring this up because you know how I feel about religion. One of the things that I feel strongly about, the same as I believe the women who are mistreated and abused by the Catholic Church, here we have these people who are making a big deal out of installing a black leader. Why? Why has it taken you? How can you say that you are men and women of God and yet discourage or keep you work at keeping black people from being leaders of your church? I mean, it's different in basketball, baseball, and football because there's no requirement. But when you are carrying around a Bible and you claim to be witnesses of the word, seers of the word, doers of the word, and you do everything you can to keep women from having a place in your religion or black people from having a place in your religion, you're full of baloney. you don't deserve any attention, and you can hear the animosity in my voice. I find this to be these hypocrites who they tell you that their religion is the best, and you get to God by, or your final resting place afterwards. You go to heaven if you believe in this stuff, and you're all just such hypocrites. And I don't understand how people sit there and listen to this stuff. That's the reason I don't go to church anymore, because I'd be too much of a rabble-rouser. And they'd throw me out anyway, no matter how much money I gave. It just seems to me, and I don't want to sound like an angry guy, but the prejudices that are so exist. How do you expect children to learn not to be prejudiced if we have all of this stuff going on around us? Everywhere you look, there is racism and prejudice. And it isn't just black and white. It's rich and poor. Roberta, you're horrible at the taking shots all the time at people who have money, and it ought to be given to... I mean, listen to Bernie Sanders. That's the one thing that I can't stand to listen to these people. Even Hillary's now trying to get in with the liberals who think that we have to have
some redistribution.
Come on. Yeah, those people, why do they deserve to have something that they didn't earn? You know, that's not about race or creed or color or anything like that. Those people, anybody who, there's a fairness quotient, and it seems to me it has to do with stuff that you have no control over. I believe that we can all make something of ourselves, and we have the ability to do what so many people who have come before us have done without necessarily an education. But some people have drive and some people don't. That has not to do, though, with, in my mind, with the complete outrageous discrimination that takes place. And sometimes it's southerner and northerner. I mean, think about all of the things that we use to divide ourselves instead of all sort of working together to be on the same page. So you obviously knew that I pulled a chit here with this one when I saw this.
I'm sorry, you pulled a what?
A chit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, a few.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not an attack. It's just an observation, if you will. Lots of observations. The information, when I was talking, I a lot talk about millennials. In a moment, we're going to talk about something that they do at least six times a day. The average millennial does this six times a day. We'll find out what that is in a moment. Right now, though, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, whoever you are, wherever you are within the sound of my voice, you can look around in a room. If you're in an office, if you're in a train, if you're out in the open, look at the hairlines of the people who are around you. How do they look? Are you conscious of your hair? Are you conscious of other people? If you're conscious of your hair, chances are you're conscious of other people's hair as well. I remember when my father used to talk to me about having a good head of hair. How many people have referred to it that way? Have you got a good head of hair? Richie's got a good head of hair. Roberta's got a good head of hair. Jennifer, we had breakfast on Saturday. I thought she looked marvelous. Was it Saturday or Friday? I can't remember.
Saturday,
yeah. Really good head. Your father's losing his hair, though. He could use a little Provia.
A little touch-up,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, a little Provia. Good for people who are losing their hair and don't know why they're losing it. This is the first line of defense against losing your hair. If you find it's coming out a lot in the comb or the brush or you're showering and it goes down the drain, then you ought to call 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order the incredible Provia, a serum with the clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the causes of your hair loss, cleansing your pores, getting the hair to grow through the pores into your scalp. Just cleansing it is an amazingly easy thing to do, especially if over the years you've used cheap shampoos and creams and stuff in your hair that have plugged up your pores. You need this to clean them out and then let the hair follicles come back in. Plus, it has a volumizer that makes your hair look and feel thicker because you like that look. You want to have as much hair as you can. Good for colored and treated hair. You get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. Matter of fact, mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two bottles for the price of one. Regular Provia, Super Provia, more noticeable results quicker. Super concentrated Provia to get your hair back or your money back. Doesn't work? Get your money back. 800-525-8319. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. By now, you may have heard about the woman in New York City who sued her 8-year-old nephew for $127,000 because of a broken wrist. According to court records, she fell down and broke her wrist when she arrived at the boy's birthday party, and he leaped into her arms to hug her. She says that she was told by an attorney that the best way for her to get money to pay for medical bills would be to sue the boy. Her attorney argues that the 8-year-old was negligent. However, a jury disagreed with that and took just 25 minutes to throw out the case and award the woman nothing. The jury did exactly what it was supposed to do: judge the child's behavior by how a child of similar age, intelligence, and experience is expected to behave. Let's be fair. The aunt says she loves the child but was simply acting on the advice of a lawyer. My question is this: how did we get to the point where an attorney believes that the best choice in this situation is to sue an 8-year-old boy who was just trying to hug his aunt? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, so what do millennials do at least 6 times a day that most other age categories do not? Roberta, you want to take a guess?
I know.
Roberta's not taking a guess.
Can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
They take selfies.
Selfies.
Six the average times millennial. A day.
Selfies, yes.
Takes an average of
six times a day?
Selfies a day, yes. According to a survey that we have posted at DougSteffen.com.
Also, posted bathroom breaks, but I guess.
Yeah, you could have done that, Rich. Yeah.
I was going to say something along the internet, but yeah, selfies.
Also, a story at DougSteffen.com today, the new airplane called the Screamer, which will fly
a few of those
passengers from London to New York in a half an hour.
Holy Holy moly.
Oh, my goodness. Up off the, can you imagine?
Half an hour? How is that possible?
From London, New York,
wow,
in a half an hour. The fellow from Bombardier, the aircraft company Bombardier,
yeah,
is behind this. They are making new engines that forcefully compress the incoming air for combustion instead of from a tank on board. They're modeling it after something called a scramjet. Smaller, lighter, faster. They will go 7,000. This thing will be able to go 7,000 miles an hour. Mach 10. 10 times the speed of sound. Who's going to want to be in that thing? Woof. But it's a picture of what it looked like.
Wow.
At DougStephan.com.
Sure, no, but think about what that does. I mean, no longer will you need an 11-hour, 12-hour flight. That's great.
Well, but there are those who are... The Concorde 2 is in design, something that really will... last July came out. Airbus is working on it. They've made the first one, and they're working on the second one, because there is a desire. There's an audience for this. There's a customer for this. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
After the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Jennifer and Richie and I now have the services of one Richard Schimmel, who is the former BuzzFeed contributor, tech media observer. He is somebody that knows his way around technology, has a company that deals with it. So I wanted to start, Richard, if I may, with an overview. This cybersecurity bill that was passed last week under the cover of darkness, nobody really knew what they were voting for except the leadership. And I'm not giving these guys a pass because I'm sick of hearing stories from Washington about how we'll read the bill after we pass it and fix whatever problems it has, that kind of crap. But I want to talk with you in a moment about what the average person can do to protect him or herself now that we know that basically anything and everything that you do could be monitored by some or get into the hands of some government agency. So we'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of
my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Use testimonials and after portrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, so Richard Schemmel is with us on the Tech Talk segment of the Good Day program. This bill, Cyber Security Information Sharing Act, most everybody that had seen it that's a lobbyist, no matter what side you're on, was against it. And it gets passed anyway. That's the kind of stuff that makes us want to demolish our entire system of government. Not so much the behind-the-scenes political aspects of this, but now that you can, you're likely to have anything that you're doing on your, any device you use, subject to scrutiny by the government, what do you do? Is there, do you suppose somebody will come up with some kind of protection, like the malware stuff that you get from Norton or whomever? Can you come up with some way of keeping this stuff from getting in the hands of people who have no business getting their hands on in the first place?
Well, if you look at the iPhone now, the government can't get into the new iPhones or the iPhone iOS 9. Once that phone is locked, you can't get into it. As for me, I don't mind what's going on with security. I believe that it's all filtered out anyway. I think that a lot of people are being way too paranoid about it, letting the government have it. They have it for security reasons. I was in an event with Dianne Feinstein about a year ago, and she noted that 72 events had been stopped because of information found from cybersecurity.
To individual accounts, individual conversations on individual private phones?
Not on private phones, but just what they picked up over the internet, over private phones.
I'd like to know what those 72, how serious the problem that 72 issues represented.
She didn't go into it, but she was ahead of that committee, and she did note it at the lunch. But Doug, there is a lady, it's real interesting, there's a girl that's a sixth grader that launched her own cybersecurity business that you can get a password that's really unbreakable from her for $2.
She's in the sixth grade?
She's in the sixth grade. Her name is Mira Modi. And she has diceware passwords. But I don't know whether that's going to help.
Somebody Google her. You know, go ahead. I'm just not one of the people that are on with me to Google her. I want to find out more about her if she's a sixth grader.
I think that paranoia runs rampant. And you know, for some, it's there's a right to. But I don't mind my information out there.
So you're one of these guys that says, I don't care. I'm not doing anything wrong. They can monitor me.
Why not? You know,
we disagree on that one, pal.
Well, we disagree, but the thing is, if it can find a threat, I'm all for it.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but there's too much of it. I'm not doing anything. I feel the other way. I may not be doing anything, but I don't want other people knowing my business. I don't want. There's no business of the government whatever I'm doing. No matter what it is.
But do they know your business unless they look at it, okay?
Why should they have the option to look at it?
Because I agree with you on that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. So I wasn't trying to play getcha or gotcha, but I just, there's no reason.
But you did.
But I wasn't aiming to do that. I think we have a lot of trouble brought about by things that are going on in the real world. I understand that, but the way they go about trying to get the info is bothersome. Thank you. As Richard Schemmel with us here on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.